Rich, here he is, as promised, friend of the radio program, the outstanding head coach of the Detroit Lions. He's Jim Schwartz, and he's nice enough to give us a few minutes live at our set. Coach, Adam and Rich, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Coach, we're doing great. 10-6, a playoff season in Detroit. I know you've had plenty of time now to go back and look and evaluate the team, the roster, the schemes. Just your thoughts on what was a very successful season in Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd term it successful. It was an important step for us. And I think that, you know, for where we want to go and what we want to be a good team over the course of a long period of time. There are a couple things you need in place to do that. You need a quarterback in place, and we obviously have that. But you need to continue to make good decisions. You need to continue to stick with a plan. And I think that it was an important step. It's been a decade since the Lions have been in the playoffs. To be able to have some, you know, semblance of success, to be able to sort of prove that you're on the right track, but to know that you're on the right track. And I think that we were able to accomplish those, but we still have a lot more work to do. There was nobody in our locker room whose goal was to go to the playoffs this year. And, we still have a lot more work to do. And we have some pieces in place that we can get there.
Man, I love that. I got the chills, Coach, as you said that, because it's easy for us, knowing history with Detroit, it's easy for people outside of the room to say, well, very successful season. The Lions didn't make the playoffs for all those years. They made it. You say you wouldn't call it a success. I love the fact that you guys dealt with a ton of adversity. You know, in the past, the old Lions deal with adversity and you fall apart before you got there. What impressed you the most about the path to the playoffs this year?
Well, as a franchise, we've had a lot of experience in dealing with adversity.
But this is the first time you punched it in the mouth.
Well, honestly, a bigger step for us was dealing with success. And you know, we started off the season 5-0, and you know, Rich will tell you there's a certain dynamic that goes along with dealing with success in the NFL. That's something that we didn't have a whole lot of experience in dealing with. But, you see a lot of teams that have ups and downs. There's a lot of things. 16 games is so short, but there's so many things that can go on in there. A team like the Giants, would they lose 4 straight?
Yeah. 6-2 to 6-6.
They end up world champs. You know, Green Bay last year makes the playoffs the last week of the season. If we don't beat Tampa last year, 2010 season on an overtime field goal, Tampa's in the playoffs and Green Bay's not. Green Bay wins the championship. So I think that, you know, one thing that's proven about the NFL, it's not who's best over the course of 16 games. It's who can make it through single elimination football and who can be a champion. And it's not necessarily the same thing. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be injuries that you're going to have to deal with. There's going to be, you know, circumstances you have to deal with, and we're definitely a lot more experienced in dealing with those things now.
Jim, you've got to be really pleased with the season that Matthew Stafford had. There's certainly concern, certainly around the league, about whether or not this guy could be durable, whether he could hang in there, where he could play 16 games. He did that this year. He played through injury. Just your thoughts on the season that Matthew had.
Yeah, he had a great year. The thing you forget about with Matthew is he just turned 24 years old.
It's amazing.
You think about what he's done.
Over 5,000 yards.
Yeah, he's thrown for 5,000 yards. He's also experienced being injured. And those things will all serve him well in the future. It's very difficult to go through what he went through, particularly being a number one draft pick, having the scrutiny that he had, having the success that he had at times in the 2010 season. He showed flashes there in the 3 games that he played, or the 4 games that he played, and the way it all worked out. That he was going to have a really outstanding year, but to deal with those kind of things early in his career will serve him well in the future. I think one of the reasons he was able to play 16 this year, going through with the broken finger, he had an ankle sprain that was pretty significant. The way he was able to get through that was some of the experience that he had in his first couple of years dealing with injuries.
How the running backs doing? Mekhi Lashore, obviously, didn't play for you guys this year. We thought that was a great draft pick when you made it. Best, of course, with the injury. What can you tell us about their conditioning heading into this season?
Yeah, they're still on track. We're very optimistic we'll get both of those guys back and get them on the field. The one good news with Mekhi Lashore is when you dealt with an Achilles, number one, he's a very young player. But those guys tend to have a tendency to come back a little bit quicker from things like Achilles and things. But also, it happened really early. It happened the first week in training camp. So
got it taken care of.
Yeah, it's one of those situations that you know, by the time we get to our off-season program and our OTAs, he'll have had a lot of time to heal, and he'll be able to benefit from the off-season program, you know, rather than fighting to get ready for just training camp.
Yeah, it's even more impressive. You look at Matthew's season and the offense as a whole, based on the fact he had so many injuries at the running back position, and really a lack of production in the running game. Let's jump.
Well, our production, our yards per carry was still good. We were 4.3 yards a carry as an offense. The biggest thing is that we were more of a threat to throw the football. Right. Our talent was more in that area. And we were a little bit one-dimensional, not from a from a production standpoint, as much as where our talent was. And I think it goes a little bit more. Shows a little bit more about Matt that he was able to do it. You know, when everybody knew we were going to pass the ball most of the game.
In theory, you'd like more balance when those guys are healthy for next year.
In theory, we want to score as many points as we can.
Right.
And whether you score them by running it or passing it, it really doesn't matter. I think that you want to try to get the ball in playmakers' hands. And wherever you have playmakers, they're going to be good, whether it's, Javid Best, Mikella Shore, or Calvin Johnson, or Brandon Pettigrew, or Tony Scheffler, or Titus Young. I mean, we have some good skill guys on offense, and we can make it difficult on defenses. If teams want to, take Calvin Johnson away, we have some other receivers that can, that can make them pay. If teams take an approach of playing the pass first, we should be in a position where we can have some running backs that can make them pay for that.
Jim, it seems like you and Gunther, when you first got together, it was this, we're going to build this defense, we're going to build it down the middle. When it gets strong up front along the defensive line, you've done that. Where does this defense need to be better as you go back and look at this past season?
You know, we didn't respond well to a couple injury situations that had about week 10 or so. We were playing at a pretty good level, had ups and downs, but everybody does. But we lost Louis Delmas, lost Chris Houston, lost Aaron Berry. In our secondary, and they were three of our five guys that were our rotational guys. And, we took a step back in our secondary, and then defensive line-wise, we lost some of our depth with, the suspension of Ndamukong Suh, Willie Young, and Lawrence Jackson, two of our rotational defensive ends, both missed, significant time with a thigh and an ankle. We can still do better in that category. We can get a little bit more depth. We can be a little bit more resilient when it comes to injuries and be able to overcome injuries a little bit more. But we're still a work in progress as a team, not just on defense. There's still steps we can take.
Real quick, what's the latest on Cliff? You're going to franchise him, try to work out a deal. What's the latest?
Cliff's very important to us. He was drafted before I got there, but he fits our scheme very well. He's been very productive. And, we talk a lot about Stafford and his health. Cliff was healthy for 16, and you saw double-digit sacks. You saw, a lot of forced fumbles. He put the nail in the coffin in a lot of our wins.
Coach, as always, great stuff. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
This is SiriusXM NFL Radio.